Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. Welcome into our prayer time broadcast here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Thank you for joining us today on our prayer time get together. It is a Wednesday. As we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we have said, we continue to say, you are important to us. Not only are you important to us because you listen to the ministry here on the radio, but you also are the one that supports the work, because our listeners are our supporters of WHCB. And without you, there's no reason for us to be on the air. If you'd like to give securely online, if you would like to send us an email with information, such as church news or other information for us, go to our website, whcbradio.org. whcbradio.org. Bruce Burke, several years ago now, wrote an article with the question, are you ashamed of Jesus? Are you ashamed of Jesus? Well, you know, most of us would say, well, no, we're not ashamed of Jesus. How could we be? It's a very important question, you know, because Jesus himself said in Luke 9:26, whoever is ashamed of him and his words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. The Apostle Paul said, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. And if we deny him, he will also deny us. 2 Timothy 2:12. To be ashamed is to be reluctant to own up to what we believe. If we have a conviction about something, we would be reluctant to tell others, then that means we're ashamed. We would be ashamed as to what others might think. We were ashamed because of commitment and devotion to Jesus Christ. It might put us in some sort of awkward position with other people. With these situations around us, are we ashamed to admit our relationship with Jesus Christ? It may not be popular, but it is necessary at all times for Christians to stand up and be counted for Jesus and his righteousness. The media and society are bent on destroying all aspects of the proper old-time religion or true Christianity. And it's not what we're referring to with the media or society. We know that religion is man-made. It's man's thought to make himself look good in spite of his failings. We're talking about Christianity, not about old-time religion. Religion is man's attempt to reach a holy God by his own merits, by his own means, like building the Tower of Babel in Genesis 4, 4 and 9. God brought that to total disaster. But what we're asking is not, are you ashamed of the old-time religion? We're asking, are you ashamed of Jesus? Then there are other questions that come with that. Are you a genuine Christian? Do you know exactly what it means to be a Christian? Are you born again? Are you sure that you're born again? Are you sure you're saved? The name Christian is used very carelessly today. If you're not Jewish and you're not Muslim, if you're not a follower of some other cult like Buddhism or some such thing as that, then you're usually classified as a Christian. The word Christian's only used three times in the Bible. It means little Christ or Christ-like ones. Because of their lifestyle and teaching of Christ as the promised Messiah, Acts 11:26 records that the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. And then secondly, because of the evidence presented by the Apostle Paul when on trial King Agrippa said, almost you persuade me to be a Christian, there in Acts 26:28. The third mention of Christian was in 1 Peter 4:16. Peter claimed, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. By these three simple accounts, it's evidence that the life and testimony of early church members counted for others seeing and being touched by them. So today as well, we must be aware of what people see in us and hear in our conversations and count for their knowledge, and will lead them to Christ. The first was an observance of the manner in which these early church members conducted themselves. Their lives and their speech spoke out loud and clear. The second was the king and ruler of the area who was in charge of persecuting Paul for his outspokenness for Christ. Paul's words touched his heart, but because his position was more important to him than his salvation, he refused Paul's challenge. Another verse comes to mind in this situation where Mark 8:36 records, Jesus was speaking, "For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" And the third was due to the willingness of the early church members to suffer for Christ, even as he had suffered for them. The apostles and church members were living life completely different from those around them. They had a purpose in their lives. It was evident to all. A real example for us today in this sin-cursed world. It's not simply church membership or attendance that counts. It's the steadfastness of loyalty to Christ and His principles, to God and His commandments, to live a clean and pure life. The Christian life is impossible on our own. We must have the power of the Lord to be completely surrendered to Christ to be successful. Paul admonished us thusly in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So then again we ask, are you ashamed of Jesus? Can you claim the admonition of Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:58? "Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Are you willing to join John the Baptizer and proclaim in John 3:30, "He must increase, but I must decrease"? So we need to live truly for Christ. We've got to put Him first in our lives. And when we do, we will never, ever be ashamed. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your love, Your mercy, Your goodness, Your grace. We thank You for giving us our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank You for the faith that You've given us, for it is by grace through faith that we're saved, and we thank You for that. Now, Father, we ask that You would today use us in a mighty way, each one of us, use us. That we would not be ashamed of the gospel, nor would we be ashamed of You, but we would be forthcoming and forthtelling of the truth of Jesus Christ. Thank You, Father, for helping us to do that even today. Now, Lord, we ask You to make provision for each one of us and for this ministry. We thank You for that. We thank You for meeting the needs of the folks that have been asking us to pray and praying with us. We give You praise in the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and our soon coming King. Amen and amen.